Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in this area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with James Murray, please?
What kind of questions are they?
Okay, I mean, this survey is about schools in the area of San Antonio.
Okay, just a moment.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in this area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you have a few minutes to participate on the survey?
Okay, what topic?
Okay, the topic is schools in the area, sir, in the area of San Antonio.
You're talking about public schools or colleges and universities?
No, public schools and private schools.
Actually, we haven't had children in school for 30 years, so might not have much.
Like I say, they're just doing a research on it, you know, just basic questions about the schools in the area.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving. I'm okay.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. We just want to get nobody in trouble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, do you live in what state do you live in, sir?
Texas.
Okay, and do you live within San Antonio or outside San Antonio?
Inside.
Okay. All right, sir, and I have your zip code is 78248, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now are you and anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No, we don't.
Okay. And are you any member of the household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
Wife is a retired teacher.
Okay, but not... Not right now, right? It's
not
member.
Not actively any of what you listed.
Okay, so no. Okay, no problem. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what year were you born?
1948.
Okay, 48. Okay, now which of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, Anglo.
Okay. All right, sir, and that was the next question for statistical purpose only. What is your main ethnic or racial heritage? You say Caucasian or white, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, and what is the largest, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Okay. All right, sir, and how many children, if any, do you have, you know, in the household? Or 18 and younger, who are you, you know, your parent or guardian?
Zero.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay, if I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The San Antonio City Council.
You're talking about in general or a particular person?
No, in general, the whole City Council. Would you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, what about the San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
I don't know him.
Okay, never heard of him or don't have an opinion?
Never heard of him.
Okay, Mayor Ron Nirenberg?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, and the teachers' unions?
I have no knowledge about them. I would say, slightly unfavorable.
So be somewhat unfavorable, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one. If your opinion is the same, somewhat, you know, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know. The Magnet Schools in San Antonio.
I don't know about them.
I never heard or don't have an opinion?
Never heard.
Okay, what about traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, what about 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I never heard of them. Okay, what about private and parochial schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay, what about public charter schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. And innovation schools in San Antonio?
I don't recognize that one.
Okay, so never heard of or no opinion?
No, I don't recognize. I've not heard of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, and okay, and then what are some of the reasons for your somewhat unfavorable opinion of public charter schools in San Antonio? Can you, in a sentence, can you tell me in your own words?
No, nothing comes to mind. It's just a general feeling that. Nothing.
Okay.
My brain is not working.
It's just a general feeling,
yeah.
Right? Feeling.
Yes.
Okay. Feeling. Okay. Can you think of anything that you probably don't, you know, have a somewhat unfavorable opinion of public charter schools?
Of what? I couldn't hear you. That opinion.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that you have a somewhat unfavorable opinion of public charter schools in San Antonio?
No, nothing. Nothing specific comes to mind.
Okay. All right. But nothing specific, right?
Correct. Nothing specific.
Okay. Comes to mind. All right. Okay, so now, okay, and would you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or public education in San Antonio is on the wrong track?
The correct direction, the right direction.
The right direction, okay.
Yes.
All right, and how important do you think it is for all parents to have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, okay. All right, sir, and do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
They need to change some.
Okay, need to change some, okay. All right, and from what you know or, you know, have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio? Would you say you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe, you know, public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well or does not describe them at all. Okay, here's the first one. They are open to all. Do you think that describes them very well, somewhat? Does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
Does not describe them well.
Okay, well, they help improve the entire public school system.
Whatever the lowest rating is.
Does not describe them at all.
Does not describe them at all.
Okay, they are non-profit.
Does not describe them.
Okay, they serve mostly low-income students.
No.
Does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
No, it does not describe them well.
Okay, they serve mostly students of color.
No, it does not describe them well.
Okay, yeah, they are public schools.
Yes, they are public schools.
Okay, that describing very well or just somewhat well?
Somewhat well.
Okay, and they are tuition free.
Does not describe them well.
Okay, does not describe them well. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few more questions, and we should be done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
It has not changed.
Okay, not changed one way or the other. Okay. Okay, sir, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would have no effect on your vote?
Less likely.
Less likely to vote for them, okay. All right, sir, in thinking of, some more about the local elections, many people we've spoken with say, you know, they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. All right, and which of two pieces of information make you most favorable about public charter schools? Is that the public charter schools are managed independently from local school districts, give quality options to families, you know, who would not otherwise have them, I encourage more parent input and involvement, they involve children of all skill levels and backgrounds, they are free and open to all children, they support different learning styles, and they are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or none of the above.
These are, you're talking about positive characteristics of a charter school.
Yes, sir.
I would say none of the above.
Okay, none of this. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and moving on, which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio, you know, independent school district should address? Enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion with schools, keeping good teachers, cutting the number of public charter schools, student safety, reducing the number of schools, you know, which receive a grade of D or F for failing, supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, increasing funding to school public schools, or providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic?
The improving the quality of education, I think that was getting the grades up, I think was what you were.
Okay, so it'll be enacting policies up. No, okay, you said keeping...
To reduce the number of low grades, low
okay,
performance.
Okay, receive F and D grade, right?
Yes, that one.
Okay, and which will be the next most important to you?
Keeping good teachers,
gotcha. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this, with each statement. Okay, annual standardizing testing of a student is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for a student's progress and success. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I will somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for a student progress and success.
I strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay, and the last one says annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and moving on, the City Council acts, you know, as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Less involved.
Less involved. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So in changing topics, the Texas state legislature is considering creating an education saving account program. This program would give parents who opt out, you know, of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year. The same amount it costs, you know, the state on average to educate a child every year, each year, to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, and private tutors. Would you support or oppose this education savings account program?
I would oppose.
Would that be strongly opposed or
strongly
not
opposed.
So strongly, strongly opposed? Okay.
Yeah, strongly opposed.
All right. All right, sir, and the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I am employed.
Okay, employed. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, and now would you say you're independent, closer to Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Depends on what time of the day it is sometimes. Republican.
Okay, so be leaning towards Republican, right?
Most okay. Days.
Okay. All right, sir. And the last question says, well, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I'm sorry, it cut out. Low income, middle class. I'm sorry. What was
low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, and well to do.
Okay, middle class.
Middle class. Okay, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye bye.